This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite streaming online. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you're listening to us at, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, maintenance, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for the great job you're doing keeping America rolling along. And to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, same goes for you guys. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and William up there in the northern tundra and his buddies, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And let's not forget the Merchant Marine and those tanker yankers that are coming across in the barges and the big ships, the big tankers from New Orleans all the way over here to Tampa Bay, and they listen to us all the way over on terrestrial radio because we got stations scattered all along the route. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
The president is in India. The president is working out some things. Trade is on the agenda. We'll see what else happens. We talked about the military thing that appears. And by the way, I see the hat that John Roberts is holding up in his hand right now from Fox. That's pretty neat. Now, you mentioned that there's another connection here to the importance of India. So go for it.
The Trump administration is trying to double down on removing Maduro and making sure that Juan Guaido, the interim president, constitutionally the interim president of Venezuela, is installed. And as a consequence, Trump is going to put a little bit of pressure on India to help out in that regard. India is one of the democracies that have not stood with the United States on removing Maduro. The reason is India is either the second or the third largest purchaser of Venezuelan oil. So I think there's going to be a proposal here that India work to have, you know, other sources for oil, and so that will be part of the discussion. That one could be kind of interesting, but we'll see where that necessarily goes.
Now, have you seen the latest in Nevada where Mayor Pete is claiming the, it was the Democrats that said first there were some anomalies in the election reporting, and they were reviewing or something with the count, and Mayor Pete said, what's the definition of anomalies? What are you talking about? Maybe you should count it over or whatnot because it's so close between second and third place. I've been told there may have been some ballot box stuffing going on over there in Nevada, which is not uncommon.
Yeah, he's contesting because apparently there were 250 or 200, I don't, somewhere around 200, reports of inconsistencies or something with reporting. And, he's asked for some kind of an audit. He's been denied that. So he's got his nose out of joint.
Now, Joe Biden is saying that the drop in his support is because of Tom Steyer.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Steyer, even though he's got a lot of money in there, I think the drop in Biden's support is Biden.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
could be, right? All right. Well, let's talk about CNN for a minute, because CNN, out of the clear blue sky, came out and said that an election official overstated the Russian interference in the 2020 election, which resulted a week ago and the week prior, things just skyrocketing, the mainstream media running with it, and also talking about Adam Schiff running with it and saying, well, we might have to get into another investigation here. It's Trump tampering and all that stuff.
There was some kind of a briefing, it was a classified briefing about Russian interference again, allegedly. So somebody after that briefing ran over to the New York Times and did a big tattletale, so the New York Times comes out and says, oh, here we go again. The Republicans are not saying anything. They've been asked. Three or four of them that were in that briefing were asked what was said, and they said, we're not allowed to say because it's a classified briefing.
That's right.
So, but apparently, interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders was given a briefing about a month ago that the Russians apparently are aiding his campaign. He kind of alluded to it in that last debate. So he was given a defensive briefing, but yet Trump wasn't. And Trump was very much unaware of any of these briefings, much less this report. So he's kind of furious about it.
Already going off the break. When we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And oh, by the way, there's a YouGov poll that came out there. Not at all a conservative poll, but more or less leaning to the left by 5 to 7%, according to the way they figured the poll out. Wait till you hear the numbers on this one. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything either. Either because they know the last person standing is the first person the police are going to be looking at. So, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link. It's right there on the right side, the red, white, and blue USCCA logo link. Two things will happen. A window will drop down asking if you want to sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway. Well, obviously you do. And then once you get done doing that, it'll ask you if you want to enter yourself into the $25,000 free cash giveaway coming up in September right after Labor Day. And obviously you're probably going to want to do that. After all, it's only $25,000. So do that. And good luck to you, and consider becoming a member, too, of the USCCA at the same time, because depending on the level of membership that you choose, you will get an opportunity, once again, to get as much as $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, and you'll always get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. So, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link, and good luck to you. All right, we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Hello.
Good morning.
We've got Barefoot Bob himself, Mr. Backgammon Bob, on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Yes, sir. Right here for you, buddy. Anyway, I got a couple of quick statements, one good question. First statement is, North Korean nuclear subs, the boomers that they're making now, what's the latest on it? How dangerous are they? Second statement, as more countries get nuclear capabilities, the better the chances of a nuclear exchange. This is going to get really serious in the next 10, 20 years, for sure, maybe even sooner. Last is a question. How many House races are up for grabs, and Trump should push those House races every chance he gets, even if the states he has very little chances in, such as California, New York, and Illinois. All right, that's it, Captain.
All righty. Well, the House races, there's 40 races that are in contention right now, 31 of which are Democrats, and in 31 of those races, 19 of them, the Republicans are leading right now.
Question?
No, I mean, that's the statement I know about that. Now, you can handle the other part. We just got done talking about the boomers and that this is not their first rodeo. I believe they've got at least one of these submarines out there in service right now, do they not?
Yeah, I think there's only one. We are using all the technology that we can to identify and watch this particular new submarine. And I think we are, we've got officials that know these kinds of things that are trying to assess it and identify things on it and then look at communications to see what they're doing with it. As far as nuclear weapons go, if I recall, they were up into the 30s, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds right.
I don't remember the exact number. So, it's gotten to the point where we're very aware of what they have as far as our Pentagon is concerned and nuclear arms people, but that doesn't mean that they're not building more. So they're in violation of all kinds of things, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and it's widely believed that Iran has at least, if they don't have the capability of putting a warhead on a missile, that they have certainly at least a bomb or two around with all the material that they've been able to conjure up. That's the general consensus from what I hear.
Yeah, they don't have a viable delivery mechanism. So that's where we are with that.
All right, now let's move over to what we were going to talk about. There's a poll out there, a YouGov poll, that is not a middle of the road poll. It leans about 5 or 7 points to the left. And even with that lean in there, the majority of the people polled expect President Trump to be reelected. And what's even more fascinating about this is even the Democrats believe the same with the current field of candidates. Now, they also believe there may be another candidate or two coming into the mix. And who could one of those be? Why, it could be Miss Hillary in a roundabout way. You know about that, don't you?
I don't think that she said it a couple of times. People that ask her the question are really kind of stroking her ego that she would run again. I don't think that she will run again. But the posturing that I think the political experts, otherwise known as pundits, are preparing for is that she would be tagged to be perhaps Bloomberg's vice president. That'd be actually fine with me. So we would have a whole bunch of fun with that one.
Or if this goes to a brokered convention, it was brought up not only by Dick Morris over the weekend, but about 2 months ago, one of our Salem friends in New York City, Joe Piscopo, talked about this. And I don't know where he got the information, but he threw it out there along with John Castamatis on his show. He's the owner of WABC Radio now, the new owner. He came out and both of them said that they believed that this was going to go to a brokered convention. And what would happen is nobody will be nominated in the first ballot. It'll go to a second ballot. And then that is when Hillary's name will come into the mix to unite the party.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? That's just a suggestion that's out there, and that's all it is. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But it was brought out there, and a lot of people are going, "You got to be kidding me."
That's fine. I'm good with it. Let it happen.
Yep. Now, and it may, and if it does, it does. Now, here we go. South Korea has just raised the alert on the coronavirus to their highest level as the virus cases have just skyrocketed. Deaths have gone up. They're basically shutting down everything to anything with the word China attached to it, in and out on their end. What's going on?
Well, therein lies a good question, because we're not completely sure. We're now looking at something called super carriers, meaning that this two-week incubation period may not be enough. That's number one. Or number two, was there some other kind of carrier methodology that was going on before it was ever really identified?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Samsung phone factory in South Korea has been affected.
Mm-hmm.
Iran, of all places, has been affected.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Italy. 50,000 people are in quarantine in Italy. So a lot of major events have been shut down. Since I play tennis, I know a lot of the tennis tournaments, the kind of regional ones that they do with professionals, have been terminated.
Mm-hmm.
I think Italy was going to have some kind of annual festival that they always have. That's been called off. So there's now a different kind of set of questions here that, coordinators of experts of viruses and health type people are asking very different kinds of questions. This thing is clearly not managed by a long stretch.
Now, one last sort of question for you. Why are we allowing the Chinese military to do research projects in the United States under the cover of the Harvard University and Boston University campuses?
Because we're idiots.
Okay, I suppose that's a good question, but I mean, how the hell did they get duped into that when, by the way, one of the things that they apparently were working on was the coronavirus?
I wrote about this one a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
Mostly because China pays their way into these universities. I mean, the Chinese are in all of our major universities, and they're there to use our abilities, to use our laboratories, to use our studies, to use our patents, and then they they get the information, and then they file their own patents by changing a few things. I mean, that's really where we are. People don't understand that China, and certainly through Huawei,
mm-hmm.
Which has now been classified as an illicit organization by the United States, that happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a disaster.
All righty, gotta let you go till tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And we will be coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment. Talk to you about some military stuff going on. By the way, welcome home to the 82nd Airborne, back from duty in Iran, or duty on the Iranian front. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
I'm here and you're here because it's time for us to take a stand with Bernie.
Former Democratic candidate and spiritual leader Marianne Williamson joining Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in Austin, Texas.
Bernie Sanders has been taking a stand for a very long time. He has been consistent. He has been convicted. He has been committed. And now it's time. I'm here and you're here because it's time for us to take a stand with Bernie.
Sanders won big in the Nevada caucuses. he got support from every demographic group. Texas has 228 delegates at stake on Super Tuesday. Only California has more, 416. The next primary is the Saturday in South Carolina with 54 delegates at stake. The next debate is this Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to serve you. Two campuses to serve you. And remember that it's all about becoming an aviation maintenance tech. And they can certainly help you to do that. All right, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to serve you, one happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one happens to be right here on the west side of the Tampa Bay in Pinellas County in Clearwater. They know that a job as a aviation maintenance tech is a very secure job to have when you talk about your future, because there's a demand right now, a big demand right now for those type of jobs. And good morning, Eric. I just saw you in there. They know that there's a very big demand right now for those of you that want to become an aviation maintenance tech, because it's not just limited to the United States. You can go worldwide into business, depending on who and how you want to do this. And it certainly has its merits to where if you want to make, say, $60,000 a year right off the bat or more than that, you can do both. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Want to welcome the 800 paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division back home to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. They returned back to their division. Their division is getting ready to deploy once more for a spring training exercise in Europe. Some 15,000 American soldiers will be going over there to work with our allied forces in NATO. That'll be interesting to see how that all works out. And by the way, there's a tremendous job being taken underway over in Normandy right now. Back on an overcast day in June of 2018, a small group gathered around Plot B, Row 14, Grave 6 at Normandy American Cemetery in Calais-sur-Mer, France. In the center of the circle stood an indiscriminate Latin cross, one of the 9,000 identical white marble stones. And the Jewish World War II soldiers that were there, that were buried, were mistakenly buried under the Latin cross headstones. Well, what's been taking place now, with the undertaking that's been going on, is to correct that and make that right. And they're just now finishing what they started 2 years ago. So kudos to them for finding that out, and kudos to them for getting it right. Okay, the Navy, Navy's got some new rules for beginners seeking to enter bases, foreigners, beginners, learners. Beginning tomorrow, foreign nationals who rely on a common access card to enter naval installations must get permission to keep using it as a pass. You can't just flash that puppy around and say, yep, I'm with the Royal Mounted Saskatchewan Air Force, and I'm coming in for whatever. Not going to work. You need to get permission to keep using it as a pass, which means you'll have to go to base security more than likely to do that. By the way, money to buy a second Virginia-class submarine is number one in the Navy's $5.4 billion fiscal year 2021 unfunded priorities list, and that is what they'll be doing is going after another Virginia-class submarine. Also, some Arizona lawmakers intend to fight a plan by the U.S. Air Force to begin retiring parts of the nation's fleet of A-10 Thunderbolt II ground attack jets, which are part of a major operation at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson. They regularly fly along the border, and they're very, very useful for close-in attack, for sure, going after drug lords, amongst other things. By the way, a B-1B Lancer bomber is undergoing maintenance at Tinker Air Force Base, Oklahoma. It suffered an abnormal restart in one of its four engines, causing the destruction of an engine bearing. There was another drone crash. It appears there may be a B-1 engine malfunction, and perhaps some sort of abnormality that's creating this problem. Oh, by the way, the Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein says we're going to be flying the KC-46. We're going to be fixing that. We're going to be testing it by the end of the summer. And the KC-46 is going to be in the air as it was supposed to be. Okay, General Goldfein, we'll see. The Air Force is also streamlining how it brings new special warfare candidates into the service and sends them through their initial training. They're trying to find a smoother way of doing that than the way that they had been doing it, and kudos to them. By the way, the commandant says the Coast Guard's internet technology is nearing a catastrophic failure. Now, the commandant, Admiral Carl Schultz, warned that years of skimpy investments have left the U.S. Coast Guard's information technology on the brink of catastrophic failure. He said that during his annual State of the Coast Guard address in Charleston, South Carolina. Pretty important words coming from the admiral. And the GAO came out and said the VA must improve plans for providing long-term care to aging veterans. Now, veterans are increasingly relying on the Department of Veterans Affairs for long-term care as they age. And with the cost expected to double in the next 20 years, the department must be prepared, according to the Government Accountability Office. In addition, Lockheed's Raider X has entered construction in advance of the U.S. Army's decision on the way forward. Lockheed Martin Sikorsky, already building his prototype for the U.S. Army's future attack reconnaissance aircraft competition, ahead of the service actually choosing companies to build prototypes. We'll see where that goes. And three of Lockheed Martin Sikorsky's experimental helicopters flew together for the first time in a public demonstration on February the 20th at the company's flight test facility. Obviously, a number of countries around the world are taking a look at that aircraft for possible replacement of what they got, as is the case with India, who just cleared the purchase of $2.12 billion worth of Hellfire-equipped naval helicopters. Now, we'll see how that all plays out. And some GOP lawmakers now are cautioning the Trump administration against pulling too many troops out of Afghanistan too quickly. And I believe the president will listen to his generals on this one, because I don't think they're going to just yank a bunch of troops and downsize things to where the Taliban will come roaming right in the back door, which is what they'll do. Mark my words. Now, nearly a dozen nations, including the United States, attributed the 2019 cyber attack on the country of Georgia to Russia's military, a move that experts said was the most high-profile example yet of an effort to establish acceptable behavior in cyberspace. How about that? All right, well, hold on to your hats. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got a lot of stuff to talk to him about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, Donna Fiducia is listening to us up there on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody because they're just up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, or active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all of the hype when it comes to your eyes, Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, is the place to go. Now, you can give them a call, schedule an eye exam with their optometrist by calling them at 941-444-7984. But don't forget that licensed optician Diana Reason will take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you have from all of those big box stores, too. So if you got an ad that shows you can get this or that, bring it along with you so she can meet or beat the price. Now, Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too. And you can stop by Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Give them a call again, 941-444-7984, and tell her the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. Guaranteed. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Bernie Sanders, and by the way, Mayor Pete this morning has come out and said that he wants them to, in Nevada, he believes there may have been some hanky-panky going on there because they're talking about some anomalies that have surfaced in terms of the vote. And it was so close between second and third place. He might want them to go in and maybe recount again?
Oh, boy. Who knows? I mean, these guys can't run a bloody primary, for crying out loud. They want to run a country. It's ridiculous.
Well, the rumor I heard was there might have been some ballot stuffing, you know, ballot box stuffing.
Well, is that new? I mean,
not to me.
Chicago, for crying out loud?
not to me. Not with what everything I know is going on. Excuse me. But here's the thing. At the same time, House Majority Whip James Clyburn, the Democrat out of South Carolina, says that he believes if Socialist Bernie Sanders receives the nomination, that he'll put in a burden that could destroy the Democratic House majority altogether.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the establishment Dems, and Clyburn most certainly is one of them, is probably pushing for a brokered convention. I don't know who they were. They were mentioning Hillary might step in that, or some be a choice. But then again, you're going to lose. That happens. You're going to lose all those Sanders votes. The question is, how many of them actually are there? And I think that the Democrats understand that, yeah, they may be loud, but there's just not that many of them. And it's not even close to enough to, you know, maybe get them out for a primary, but to you know, get them to win an overall national election, I don't think it's close. So they may try to pull that off. Again, it's the, you know, they almost did it in 2000. In 8 with Obama and decided to put Hillary in, they may really go the gusto this time.
Now, your governor up here in New York State has compared the spread of hate crimes to coronavirus.
Spread of hate crimes?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, geez, I mean, I you know that they've always been occurring up here, and you always get some idiots that are doing something stupid. But you know, I think that's kind of a silly comparison.
Yeah, I do too, and it is what it is. Now, oh boy, this is amazing. James Carville, the gift that keeps on giving. The Democratic primary is going very well for Putin.
Putin! I feel bad for the guy, for crying out loud. I just, you know, he's got his little country over there, Russia. They got their big, powerful military, but their economy is not that great, and the guy gets blamed for everything. I mean, he's next up, he's going to be the guy behind the coronavirus too. I mean, it's either he or Trump get blamed for everything. What was the Howard Dean said the other day? What was it that Trump, if Putin asked, he'd give Alaska to Putin?
Yeah, he said it. He said it.
I mean, it's just getting to be ridiculous right now. It really is. I mean, Russia's got bigger problems than the United States. They really do. They got to get their economy growing again. They're not a threat to the United States. It's patently absurd. We keep playing that game like they're this massive threat to the United States.
Right.
They're not. You know, enough with this already. We put these boogeymen out there all the time, which are, you know, to try to get people riled up. You know, right now, the biggest threat to the world, the biggest problem we have right now, is containing stuff like the coronavirus and outbreaks like this. This is a real threat to the global economy, without a doubt, just like I said it was. I said this is stuff that needs to be contained. These are things that we should be focusing on, not Vladimir Putin.
Now, there is a YouGov poll that came out over the weekend, and it doesn't lean at all to the right. Matter of fact, it leans 5-7% to the left. And the majority in the poll expect Donald Trump to be reelected. Now, that's point number one. Point number two is even the Dems in the poll believe the same thing with the current field of candidates that are out there.
Well, I got it being a little somewhat realistic in regards to who they have run, not to mention the fact to take a look at you know, how well the economy is doing. We're going to see, obviously, some hits to the economy without a doubt moving forward, and the financial markets due to the coronavirus. I find it hard to believe that Trump will actually even get the blame for that. I don't know how they'll try to spin that at that point in time, but they'll come up with something. And quite frankly, I don't think the American people really buy into it.
Now, that leads to the suggestion that's coming out now. I've heard this not only from Dick Morris, who said it over the weekend, but I heard it a couple of months ago from Joe Piscopo and the guy that's on Sunday nights on our affiliate up there in New York, Costitis, I think is his name. But anyway,
oh, Captain Moose.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway, the Hillary may have a backroom plan if this convention goes to a brokered convention where her name would be introduced when they couldn't get any nominee on the first ballot. On the second ballot, her name would be brought in as a person that could unify the party.
No, Hillary Clinton is going to unify the party. I find it very, very hard to believe. I mean, it's patently absurd to think that would be the case. They got caught. The Democrats got caught with this. A lot of their rising, so-called rising stars, these far, far left people that don't have, they're not as popular as the media would make them out to be. They make for good TV, but that's about it. You know, the AOCs and her whole crowd and these far lefties out there. They're not viable national candidates by any stretch.
Now, we've heard from President Pai over the weekend that China is now bracing for the inevitable big financial hit to their economy they're going to take as a result of the coronavirus.
They're taking it, and it could get much, much worse in regards to liquidity issues over there in China. The fact that, you know, businesses that, you know, you're shut down for a period of time. I mean, how long can you last without having money coming in? And, who's gonna fail and who's gonna survive, and how the country as a whole is gonna go about handling this situation in order to keep them, somewhat solvent. I don't know. I mean, they really, really have major problems, right now. And again, you know, some of it's their own doing for not handling the thing properly from the get-go.
And people seem to forget that the supply chain that comes out of China is not just Apple iPods and iPads and cell phones and all that sort of stuff. It also happens to be watches, certain jewelry items, custom pens, everything all the way to lobsters. And by the way, there's a report that this seafood that came out of there the last stretch may have had some of the coronavirus in it, which may explain how come Italy's got a problem, Greece has got a problem, and other parts of Europe are suddenly having problems.
I'll tell you what, I'm not eating any lobsters from China. That's for darn sure. That's just not going to happen, ever.
Well, there's some legislation, if you can believe this, in the House of Representatives where they want to remove the origin country that the produce came from, that the meat came from, and all that stuff from the packing label. And I think that's a big mistake.
Oh, I couldn't agree. More. I'm a stickler for stuff like that. I like to know where my food comes from.
You betcha. All right, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
Alrighty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato, the managing editor. Well, here I go. I did it again. All right, the managing editor of the Underground USA podcast. I'll say that when he comes on. We'll see how he likes that. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.